From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading The Shadow of His Wings by Gilbert Morris, the sixth book in the Appomattox Saga. Now let's begin with The Shadow of His Wings, Part 1, Rooney. Chapter 1, Flight from Vicksburg. For most people, terrible dreams come in the dead stillness of the night. They lie awake, longing for the morning when they can escape into the world of reality. For Rooney Smith, however, night was a welcome refuge where she escaped from the nightmarish days. She spent her waking hours fighting off men who moved through the slums of Vicksburg, for at the age of 17 she was a very attractive young woman. All day long she cleaned hotel rooms on Beacon Avenue, the worst street in the worst section of a river town noted for violence and vice. By the time she reached home, she was sick of the vile remarks and the grasping hands of men. But no matter how bad the days, when she closed the door to the two-room shack she shared with her mother, Clara, and her brother, Buck, the nightmare ended, and she could rest. Her mother worked in a bar called the Gay Lady, and usually came home at dawn. That is, when she didn't stay out for several days. So each night, Rooney closed and barred the door, making a safe haven for her and Buck. The two of them read together, played games by the hour, and, most importantly, were safe in the dilapidated shanty. Late one Thursday, Rooney arrived home and shut and barred the door. Weariness flowed through her so that she leaned back against it, closed her eyes, and let the fatigue...